Welcome to the Erotic Historical Archive. Please select an audio file. Thank you. The following is a reading of the journal recovered from Excavation Site 13. The journal is estimated to be from the year 2017. It contains one man's account of our glorious beginning. Praise pleasure. I feel compelled to write this testament, even as Utopia consumes the reality that I once held to be true. The change was omnipresent, yet gradual. I first observed the phenomenon in myself, and shortly after in my girlfriend. It began in a simple increase of libido, and only escalated from there. Soon she began showing a preference for revealing clothing, and her public displays of affection grew more daring. I was in no state to disapprove, and so I barely questioned her. I only truly began to wonder when I noticed the public mirroring our symptoms. Society became increasingly sexual. It started as an improved, sex-positive version of traditional reality. The world was infused with joy, education, and true beauty. It was as good as I or anyone else could have hoped for, given our knowledge of how things worked. Reality had yet to throw her clothes to the floor, and with it, my preconceptions of the possible. The turning point was this. People that I knew were disappearing. It wasn't obvious. Certain people supposedly moved away, retired, or had some other contrivance pull them far from me. At work and on the streets there seemed to be fewer who were particularly elderly or young. Soon it seemed I only saw attractive women. Yet it felt as if no one but I had noticed this seemingly innocuous pattern. By then, my girlfriend and I had decided to have an open relationship. She was turned on by everything that turned me on. Our libidos felt stupendously enhanced, magically. My refractory period was imperceptible, and her limitations were likewise eliminated, yet the world provided a cornucopia. Soon it seemed as if some erotic deity had blessed everyone, so that no exhaustion or other misfortune of the body would prevent this society of pleasure. I must say that, more than the other attractive women, the most erotic thing was having her by my side as we enthusiastically explored the new possibilities. Yet this isn't the end. For desire is limitless when reality is accommodating. Work was hardly recognizable, and economics in general seemed to be taking a vacation. My new boss assigned me to pleasuring my co-workers, and them to me and each other. Gone were cubicles and desks, to be replaced with more appropriate features. There were still motivation posters, but as you can imagine, they were quite different. Returning home was a welcome relief from the daily grind, as there tended to be more foreplay and cuddling involved. Even in sexual paradise, perhaps especially there, we still loved each other. However, our dates now tended to be a bit more erotic. At this point, every public attraction was somewhat sexual itself. The biggest change was that public sex was not only allowed, but systematically and enthusiastically encouraged. Restaurants no longer served food, but provided a different kind of eating out. Movie theaters did show porn, but tended to concentrate on story, given the circumstances. Most art exhibits were a bit more, let's say, physical. Through it all, she's by my side, a true companion in Utopia. End of audio. Please consider browsing the gift shop on your way out, and have an orgasmic day.